Die Mishnayos Masechta Tamid, Mishnah Aleph, Vishloisha Makoimos, in three places in the Beis Hamikdash, HaKahanim Shomrim BeBeis Hamikdash. The Kahanim used to be there to watch the Beis Hamikdash. There's a special mitzvah sesei called Shmiras Beis Hamikdash to watch the Beis Hamikdash. Mishum Kovid, to give respect, because not only we weren't afraid that maybe a Ganav would come in to ruin the Beis Hamikdash, rather purely as Kovid HaBeis Hamikdash, there's this mitzvah that should be watched. So in three places, the Kohanim used to stay there to watch the Beis Hamikdash. That was called the Beis Haftinus, and this room called the Beis Haftinus, and that room they used to make the Keteris there. It was called after this person called Beis Haftinus, this Mishpacha, because that used to be the key in making the Keteris. The Beis Hanitzutz, in the room called the Beis Hanitzutz, the Shalom Achlikas, what does it mean exactly? Does it mean there was always a fire in that room to keep an Eish Tomit in the Beis Hamikdash? Or does it mean it was like an open porch there, that the light always came in there, in that room? And thirdly, the Beis HaMoikot, another room in the Beis HaMikdash, where they used to have a fire always burning there. You give off heat, the Beis HaMoikot, like a big fire there, that it would warm up. And the Kohanim that were cold used to go barefoot, used to come in there to warm up, or after the Beis HaTefillah, they would go warm up there. So the kids in the Beis HaMoikot also, they had a place there that the Kohanim used to stay there and watch the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah says, Beis Avtinus and Beis Hanitzus, these two rooms, Hoyu Alius, they had attics, they had a room on top and a room on bottom. So Horoivim Shemim Shom. Horoivim means the young Kohanim that are even on the Bar Mitzvah, they didn't come to the age of doing Avodah Klal yet, they used to watch on the attic on top. Now, Beis HaMoikot, this room called the Beis HaMoikot, Kippur, the room was a large room, a tall room, but it did not have an attic on top, but rather on top of it, the roof was made like an archway, like round on top. Obayas Godel Hoy, it was a very big room, this Beis HaMoikot. Mukaf Ravdim Shalev, it had on the walls like a pavement of stones. There were stones sticking out of the wall. There were small stones sticking out, the big stones sticking out. And Mursos used to like climb up on these stones, and the Kohanim used to sleep on them at night, on these big stones, these Avonim sticking out from the wall. And like Mishnah says, the Ziknei Beis Av Yishonim Shom, the older of the Beis Av, the older Kohanim there, they used to sleep on these stones. O Maftichoi Soazor B'yodim, the keys to the old Beis Hamikdash was in the hand of these Ziknei Beis Av. Now, the Mishnah says, O Pirchei Kuna, the young Kohanim, this means Kohanim that are over by mitzvah already, the Hegiya L'chlal Avodah, just are not called to Kohanim yet. These Pirchei Kuna Ish Kisei Boretz, they used to sleep on the floor. They would put down their pillow on the floor and sleep there on the floor. Lo Yehoye Yishonim the Big Day Kodesh, they did not sleep when they were still wearing the Big Day Kodesh, the Big Day Kuna. Ela Poishtim, they would take off the Big Day Kuna. On the Kaplan, they would fold it over. On Manichan Oysan Tachas Rashayim, they would put it down, and the Gemara says it means on the side of the head, not underneath the head, because there was an Issa to have Anor from the Begodim. Because the Shalmed was Klein even. So they used to put it on the side of the head like to watch it. O Mischasin B'chus Atzman, they would wear their own clothing, Chulnik clothing, when they went to sleep. Now what's going to be Eira Keri L'yechad Mehem? Let's say one of these Kohanim in the middle of the night when they were sleeping, they became a Balkeri. Some Zerah came out from them. So Lachal was Yoytse, he went out, B'holach, and he went Loi the Mesiba, on a winding stairway. How Hilechas Tachas Abira, that led down to underneath the Beis Hamikdash, under the Bira, like a tunnel over there. Some say on the Harabayat there was a Mokam called the Bira, that was called the Beis HaBira, and some say no, the Beis HaBira means the Beis Hamikdash itself. Now, the Haneiros, Dolkim Mikan and Mikan, the Haneiros lit there on both sides, and he walked through that tunnel underneath, Achur Magi, the Beis HaTfilah, until he came to the place where he went to the Mikvah, to the Beis HaTfilah. There was a big torch there. There was also a basic kisei that they were not covered respect there. Now, what was this respect? The zel kvoida, this is the covered of the basic kisei there, that matzonol, if somebody found the door closed, yodeya shiyesha modim, you should know somebody's inside there, and therefore do not go in. Pasuch, if you found the door open, then your day you should know that nobody's in there, then you can go in to use the basic kisei. Now this kohen was about Keri, Yorad V'Tovel, he went down to the mikvah to be Tovel in the mikvah. Allah, he came up in his topic, he dried himself, but his chamim keneged hamadura, and he like warmed himself up near the torch that was down there burning. Then bo, he came, v'yashav, and he sat, le'etzel echa bakanim. He went back to the room, the Beis HaMikdash, and went back to sleep there, like all the other kanim were, at shashram niftochim, until the gates, they opened up the gates, the losses of the Azor in the morning. Then yaitzav elechlad, and this kind that was tamei, who was a tulyayim, he went out of the Beis HaMikdash then. He went out, and he waited outside until it became Harashem, until it became evening. Because that's the luck of a Baal Keri, he's not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash until he has Harashemish, even though he went to the mikvah. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis, Mishu writes a litram, any kind that wanted to be zeicha with the first avodah that was done in the morning, which is called the Truma Tadeshin. We'll soon see what that is. Used to, like a pasuk of Vayikra says, Ve'erim es Tadeshin es Hatecho Leish es El Al Mizbech v'som Eitz Al Mizbech. It was an avodah every morning to take a shovel full out of the ashes, the burnt ashes off the Mizbech, and put it on the side of the Mizbech. So a kind that wanted to be zeicha to do this avodah, Mashkim, he would get up early, v'tovli, went to the mikvah, achlayav hamamuna, before the superintendent came, the mamuna, the one that was in charge, to be kaveya, will soon see the girl who should be zeicha to do this avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen. V'chibeza shalamuna bo, which time exactly did he come? Loikolitim Shabbos, it wasn't always exact. Pavim sometimes shubo mekriyas hagever, he came very early in the morning when the rooster started to make noise. I saw the flame of even a little bit earlier than that. I malach a little bit after that. The Hamamuna, when Mamuna, the superintendent, came, boy, he came for Dofek Levi, like knocked on the door. They impossible, they would open up the door for him. Omulim, they would say to him, he would say to them, Misha Tovel, any kind that went to the mikvah ready, Yova Viyofit, let him come, and let's make a girl, we'll make a lottery now to see which kind should be Zaycha to do the Avodah of the Trum Tadeshin. Hey, so they had this lottery. Zocha Misha Zocha, whoever was Zaycha, he was Zaycha to this Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshin. Mishnah Gimel. Not as the Gemara explains really that at the beginning they did not make a girl, just whoever wanted to was Zaycha and they had a race whoever ran up there first. But it happened once that somebody pushed the other one off, so Rabbanah made a takana that would only be Zaycha through a girl used to have a lottery. Mishnah Gimel. Not the Esam Avteach. Now the Mamuna, the superintendent, will come and take the keys from the Ziknei Beisav we had before. They were holding the keys. Ufostach es ha-pishpush. He would open up like the small door from the Shar of the Beis HaMoikad. Shar is like a big gate, and in this big gate was a small door called the pishpush. V'nichnas mi Beis HaMoikad la'Azara. He would come out from the Beis HaMoikad into the Azara. V'nichnas u'achrav, and the other kind would follow him. They had two torches in the hands. The Kanam now divided up into two different groups. One group of Kanam went along like the around the walls inside of the Beis HaMikdash. There was like an achsad, like a porch there. They went going down the east. The Elu in the second group, they went through the like along the wall over the onto the porch. On the west side, they will hold your boat to bulk and they will walk like through the Beis HaMikdash to make sure everything was in the place. Though they came to the room where they used to make the chavitim, that was a special mincha that the Kohen Gadol had to bring every day. When both like groups of Kohanim met over there, so Armu they said, Shalom HaKel Shalom, like peace, everything is in peace, meaning everything they saw in the Beis HaMikdash was in its right place. Then they let these kahanim, or these workmen there in this room, start to make the chavitim, which is mashma, they actually started to make the chavitim first. And the Gemara asked the question, it's not true, we know the first thing that was done was the carbon atomid. So Gemara says it just means that they started to warm up the water that later they'll use when they come to knead the dough for this chavitim. Now Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Zohar Litzros Es HaMizbeach. The kohen that was zeicha to do the first avodah of the trumas hamizbeach, who yitros es hamizbeach, he should go up and start to clean out the mizbeach. Vein oimrim loy. Now the other kohen would tell him, "Hizor, be careful that shem osiga bakli atchet the kadosh yodecha v'raglecha menakir." Like, be careful not to start to touch the kli, the shovel that you're going to take the trumas hadeshen out with, before first you wash your hands and your feet from the kir. Like any Kohen cannot start to do the Avodah before it first has the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Now, V'arei HaMachta Nesuna, this shovel that he used to take out the ashes with, the coals with, was Nesuna B'Miktsoye. It was stored, put away, in the corner. Bein HaKevesh L'Mizbeach, between the plank going up and the Mizbeach. V'Marovoy Shokevesh. It was on the west side of the plank going up. Now, Ein Odom Nichnes Imoy. No other Kohen would go up with him when he went to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Because the halacha was, nobody's allowed to go in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, who went in the Keves, unless you're doing an Avodah. So only the Kohen that's doing the Avodah, he has a right to go there. Now, the Loiner Biyodah, the Kohen going up, was not holding a light with him. And the Mahalach Nur HaMarocha, he went up with from the light that came up from the Marocha, from the fire on top of the Mizbeach. The Lahoyu Reinoi said the other Kohen could not even see him, because they're all standing on the east side of the Azara, and of the Mizbeach. And the one that went to Turim, he went to do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he went to the Marova, to the west side of the Mizbeach. Therefore, like the Kevus and the Mizbeach was mafsik between them, so they could not see him. For Lois Shemim Eskelo, they did not hear his voice either when he went to wash his hands. At Sheshemim Koleis, until they heard the voice of the eighth, the wooden wheel, she also ben kotin muchni lakir, that Ben Kotan, this person, made a special muchni, a special wheel for the kir, that they used to lower it down in the mikvah overnight in order that the water should not have a psulina on it. So Kisav used to heal this wheel when he was hoisting it up again. And they would say then, the Giyas, it came the time, Kiddush Yodav Raglayim in Akir. It came the time that the Kohen now, that was doing the Trumas Hadeshen, was washing his hands from the, washing his hands and feet from the kir. Now, Notal Machtas HaKesev, the Kohen took a silver a shovel, the Olo L'Rosham, as they went up to the top of the Mizbeach. Ufines HaGecholim Helech Velech, he moved around the coals from side to side. Chosset took a nice shovelful, Min HaMucholas HaPnimius, from the burnt up ashes in the middle of the Maroch, in the middle of the burning. It was a real good burnt out ashes, he took a shovelful. Now the Yerud, he went down with that shovelful, he went down to the floor, he gil ritz, came down to the floor of the Azara. Hofach, ponov latzof, and he turned his face towards the north side, holach le mizrochai, shel kevis. He walked then on the east side of the plank, keser amas, like 10 amas, towards the mizbeach. Like this, the kevis was 30 amas long. So if he walked in 10 amas, he was now like 20 amas away from the mizbeach. On that place there, he gathered together the ashes there, agabi ritzpa on the floor there. Rochlik min hakevesh shlesha tvachim, a little bit away from the plank, from the kevesh, are three tvachim. Now that makam shneisne murasayf, that was also the place where the Kohen had to throw off the mizbeach, the muroy saif, the crap off the birds, the oila saif, or the chate saif, the disha mizbeach afnimi, when they cleaned out the inside mizbeach, they also put the ashes in the same place, vihamanayra. So the kids said there were four things put in this place. The Trumas Hadeshen, the Meroy Saif, the Mizbech HaPnimi, and when he cleaned out the Menorah, also they put the ashes in the same place. Perek Sheni, Mishnalef, Ru Echov Sheyorad, when the other Kohanim saw the way this Kohen now came down from Mizbeach, Behem Rotu Avo, they ran and came to him. They ran and came to the Kiyor, rather. Behem Rotu Avo, they went to the Kiyor, as near of a kitcher there in Raglayim and Akir, the other kind of went fast now to make a kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Not less on the great face. Now they went and they took their shovels, the Yesatinurus and like their forks. The Olu L'Reshem Mizbeach, they went up to the top of the Mizbeach. Now, Hoevorim V'Haftorim Shlonis Achim Meberiv, they found any meat or any fat that was not completely burnt from last night, is Sankin Oysom Litzidi HaMizbeach. They would like pick it out with the fork or with the shovel and put it to the side of the Mizbeach. They would put it on the side now, like we'll see later, they first continue burning it later. But right now they want to go and clean up the Mizbeach itself, so any parts that still have to be burnt, right now they took it out to the side of the Mizbeach. In Main Hatzkodim Achzikim, if by the side of the Mizbeach was too crowded there, there wasn't enough space there to put all the pieces of meat they have off on the Marocho, then Soidrin or Oysom Basaviv, they would pile them up on the Seviv, that's like the thing going around the Mizbeach. Ala Kevesh, on the plane coming up. The same, that's like a little indention going around the mizbeach halfway up, or else ala kevesh, or else they would pile it up in the meantime on the plank coming up. Now, after they took off all the meat and the fats, now Mishneh Beis, hey chilu malin ba'efer agabi atapuach. They started now to clean up all the yeshes off the maroch itself and put it on the middle of the mizbeach. That was like a little pile of ashes in the middle of the mizbeach called the tapuach. This tapuach, this place where they piled up all the yeshes, was in the middle of the mizbeach. On the sides of that, they had two marochas. We'll see them. They had three marochas. One big one, one small one, and one very small one that they just had for an ashes to be burning all the time there. Now they put all the yeshes off those three marochas and shoved it into the middle of this tapuach. Now, a problem sometimes, all of Kishala Shemayas Kur, sometimes there are like 300 kurs, a large amount of ashes. A kur is 30 saw. The Gemara says, really, this is called the guzma. It's an exaggeration. It never really happened that they left so much ashes to stay on top of the mizbeach. But what happened was, when it got a little crowded there, you said then take it off and throw it out to the chutz l'ir. They took it outside the ear, al shafach hadeshen. Now, over a golem, but on Yom Tov, on Yom Tov they would not clean off the ashes, they would not take down the ashes for Agavi HaMizbeach, but they would leave it there to let the tapuach become very big. Why? That's nice to the Mizbeach to show we're really using it. It's nice to show we have a lot of kabbonis on it, therefore they used to leave these ashes on the Mizbeach during Yom Tov. But you should know the Mishnah says, it never happened like that. There wasn't a pshat that kind of lazy. They didn't want to take it out. They weren't lazy. They would take it out. Just it was Noilam is best. Leave it there for Yom Tov. Mishnah Gimel. Hey chelu malin da begizrin. Now the Kohen started to bring up the logs of wood, like to fix up the Marocha. Oh, l'sadir es Marocha. To be misadir, to make the Marocha, the fireplace on top of the Mizbeach. And really the Gemara Yumis says there were three Marochas on top of the Mizbeach. And they used to make it every single morning. That one was called the Marocha Gedola, that's the big one that they burnt the Korban Atomid and the Amurim of all the other Korbanis. The second one was a little bit smaller that they had to have ashes to burn the Keteris on. And the third one was just to have an ash always burning on the Mizbeach. So now they started to bring up these Eitzim to set up the Marochas. So the Mishnah says, V'chi kolo Eitzim k'shelo Marocha, is any type of an Eitz or kosher to be used. That the Mishnah says, "Stam mechilu malam begizrim mash." Many type of a log of wood is kosher. So the Mishnah says, "Hey, yes, that really kol eitzim shelo marocha. Any type of wood of logs is kosher to be used for the marocha for the fireplaces upstairs on the mizbeach. Chutz mishal zayis mishal gefen, excluding the wood from an olive tree or from a gefen, from a vine, from grapes that you cannot use." And the Gemara is to machlokes. Why not? Some said because they do not burn so well. They rather just give off a lot of ashes, and some say no, even though it burns well, but mishum yishav Eretz Yisrael, since they give off a lot of fruit, we do not want them to be ruined in Eretz Yisrael, because they need a lot of wood for the mizbeach. Therefore, we're not supposed to bring from a zayis or from a gefen. Avul b'yelu regilim, but which type of wood do they really use? B'murbius shaltena, with branches off a fig tree, b'shal egos from a nut tree, b'shal eit shemina from trees that give off oil. Some say it means really zephyr that gives off tar. And the Gemara explains that according to Man Yom, it says the reason why you don't use a gefen and a zayis is because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So when it says here you should use the branches of a tain of a fig tree, that means a white fig tree that does not give off fruit. Therefore, there's no shayla of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Cedar hamaroch gedola mimizrochom used to be the sand of the logs on the east side of the Mizbeach. For the Marocha Gedola, that was the big Marocha, the big fireplace that used to burn the Kabbonis on it. The Chazisa Mizrocha. The Chazisa means like a window that you could see through the logs of wood. That was on the east side. And the Gemara says the reason is because the wind should be able to come in and blow the fire, or else to be able to light up the fire. So it's like a Chazisa, a little opening there on the east side. The Roshe HaGzirim, the tips, like the ends of these logs of wood, happening on the inside, or you noigim a tapuach, we touch the tapuach. In other words, started from the tapuach all the way down to the east side of the mizbeach. The revach hoyim ben agzirim, between one log and another log, there was space.
Shahayu Matisa Nesvalisa Misham. That's where they would light the little chips. Alisa means little chips and branches of wood you used to stick in there, because those are easy to light, and when those would catch fire, that would burn up the big logs, the big wood for the Marocha. Mishnehei. Now it says, Beiru Misham Atzei Seine Yochim. From these eitzim that they brought, used to pick out now special wood from the Teina, good wood. Wood then it could have been from the Egos or from the Atzei Shemin, it could have been. And Lissad HaMarocha Shnei, in order to make now the second fireplace on top of the Mizbeach. What was that purpose for? Lictoris. That purpose was to use that coal to be able to burn the Lictoris. But the way they burnt the Lictoris was they used to take the coals off the Mizbeach HaChitzein and bring it inside to the Kodesh, and there they would burn the Lictoris. They used to put it onto the Mizbeach HaPnim in the Heichol, and that's where they would burn the Lictoris. So they had to have ashes from the Mizbeach HaChitzein. That's this Marocha Shnia. Now, where was this made? The Keneged Keren Marovis Droimis. That was on the southwest side of the Mizbeach. Moshech Mina Keren, a little bit away from the corner. Klapet Sofen towards the north side. Arba Amis, it was four Amis, like away from that south corner, a little bit moved in towards the north. The Yoimid, how much wood did they use? The Yoimid, they estimated Chomei Son Gecholim, in order to have out of it five Son of Gecholim. That's how much coal they needed to use for the Keteris. Now over Shabbos, for Shabbos, Boimid Shmoinas Soyim Kecholim. They had to use enough wood there in order to estimate that there would be eight Soyim of Kecholim, not five, but eight. Why do they need more ashes, more coals on Shabbos? Sheshama Yunaisnim Shnei Bezichim Lavoynish Alechim Aponim. Because on Shabbos, they also had to burn the Bezichim. That was the two cups on top of the Lechim Aponim full of Lavoynim. So since they had to burn it on Shabbos, they burnt it on this Marocha. So therefore you have to have eight, the amount of eight Asoyim of Gecholim for Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says, after they cleaned off the Mizbeach and made like the three Marochas, now, that thing we learned before in the Mishnah, they used to take off first the fat and the meat that was not burned completely and put it on the side. Now they would take back again that fat and that meat, they would put it back on top of the Marocha Gedolah. And it titzu shtei ha-marochas beish. They would light up these two Marochas, Marochas Gedolah, Marochas Shniya, with fire. So, and then, v'yardu bor lehem, lishkas ha-gozis. Then the Kohanim would come down and go to their lishkas ha-gozis. And there in lishkas ha-gozis, they made another girl now to do the rest of the avoidus, to do the rest of the avoidus for the Korban HaTomid. Like this we'll see in the next parak. In the next parak, Shlishi, that talks about or the next type of girl they made to make the next set. No. For the avoidus of the Korban HaTomid, like we'll soon see, for the Mizbeach HaPnimi, for the Menorah, and for the Korban HaTomid. All right, now Perek Shlishi. Omelem HaMamuna, the superintendent, sent to them, to the Kohanim, after they came into the Lishkas HaGozis, the Abol Vafisu, come, let's make another girl, to start doing the next avoidus. Mizbeach HaPnimi. Like so far in the morning, we had the first piece that was which kohen would be zeich to do the Trumas Hadeshen. And then it says when the kohen came down, all the kohen came down, they went to Lishkas HaGozis. Now in the Lishkas HaGozis, that's where they made the second piece. So the moon has said, come together, we'll make a piece over here, Bov Afisu. And what's this piece now? Mishreichet, which kohen, even though really the shchit is kosher bizarre, but mashmu is a kosher shchit to do the first one in the morning on the Korban HaTomid. So the Kohanim used to want to do it. So he used to make like a gerbil, a lottery, which kohen would be zeicha, mishreichet, which kohen would be zeicha to do the shchitam, mizerik, which kohen would be zeicha to make the zrika sadam of the Korban HaTomid. I think it's mashma, not only the zrika, this kohen also made the kabbalah sadam. Just the ikur of the zrika is to say, like, who took care of the avodah sadam? Mi medashin, another piece then, they chose then, mi medashin ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi, who's going to clean out the inside mizbeach? Mi medashin es ha-menorah, who's going to clean out the menorah? Now, not the pshat is really that they first made the shchita, the zrika, and then the dishin mizbeach ha-pnimi. Because like we say in the morning of davening, the baya, that really the seder dvarim was, after the trumas hadeshen, then the next thing was the hatovah. Like we say, abay v'mesad es ha-marochah, Mishra Gemur, he says that marochah gedolah, kedemas marochah shniyah, first they made the marochah gedolah, then they made the marochah shniyah, then they made the Siddur Shnei Gezreitzim. Then after that, then they made the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. So before they made the shechita on the korban atomid, they first used to clean out the mizbeach apnimi, and then it says, then they did the atovas chamesh neiros, they cleaned out the five neiros first. Then after that, then they first made the shechita in the dam atomid, and then they came back to make the shechita neiros. So this mission is not really going to say exactly how they did the work. It's just saying how they made the piece in here. So they chose then which korban would be zeicha to clean out the mizbeach apnimi, mi medashin some neiros, which korban would be zeicha to clean out the menorah. After they finished doing the avodas shechita and zrikam, and then they cut up the oil into pieces, you had to bring the pieces onto the mizbeach. So they would make a choosing now which kohen would be zeicha to carry up the avorim to the keves. Now the way they carried it up was harosh v'regel. One kohen held the head, and the regel here means the left, the back, right foot. Ushtei hayadayim, that's the front. Another kohen held the front 2 feet. Hoikets, that's the backside, the oregel, and the left back leg. Hechoza, another kohen had the hechoza, the breast, the hagero, that's like around the neck. Oshtei adafonis, and the 2 sides. The 2 sides were with the shedra v'tchol v'kovid, yeah. And then another cook, oshtei adafonis, yeah, hakrovayim, that's the intestines. V'yasos, another kohen took the solus, carried up the flour, for the mincha that was brought with the korban atomid, the achavitim, another kohen carried up the mincha the kohen gadol had to have brought every single day, the hayayin, another kohen would carry up the wine for nischa the tomid. So now, right now, they made all these gerolas now to choose, and zocha misha zocha. Each kohen that was zocha, he was zocha. Like there was 13 kohanim here that had to do these different 13 avodas here. So we had 13 of them. That the first one was zeicha with the shechita, the second one with the zrika, the third one with the dishin mizbech apnimi, the fourth one dashim with the hamnoira, the fifth one bring up the rosh and the regel, the sixth the shtei adayim, the seventh lukets and the regel, the eighth the chos and the gora, the ninth was the shtei adafanus, the tenth was the kibayim, the intestines, the 11th was the soilus, the 12th was the chavitim, and the last one was the yayim. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Bei says, Omulem hamamuna. So the superintendent would say, Tzu Uru, go out and see. He would say, like, go to the top. He would tell a kohen, the one that was zeichir, go to a high place in the Beis Hamikdash, Uru, and try and see. In Megiyas Manas Shechita, like, is it light? Is it daybreak? You have the time to make the Shechita, because you can't make a Shechita Balayla. So Megiyah, if it came the time, Haroyer, the one that saw it would say, Bar Koi, like, there's a strike of light. That's the Tanakam holds. It's not just to say he saw a streak of light. That's enough. You know now it's time to make the shechita. But Masya ben Shmuel, I mean, he says like this, that it's not enough just to say bar koi, you see a little streak of light, but rather he has to first say, Heyer p'nei kol ha-mizuch. The one that went up to see would have to tell us that he saw its light all on the east side, the whole east side was lit up. And then the Mamuna would ask him, Achu b'chevren, is it even lit up? You see it far all the way down to Chevron? When he would have to answer back, Hain, yes, I even see it's that lit up. But the thing the Morris says, that it was Xera, once happened, they threw a little lightning, and they thought it was daybreak already, and they brought the Tatamid, and really it was in the middle of the night. Therefore, Masya ben Shmuel holds, it's not enough just to see a little bit light, but you have to be able to see, you saw the whole east side lit up, all the way down to Hebron. Now Mishnah Gimel, Omulahem, so now, the Mamuna would say to the Kahanim, that was Zerichu and the Avodas Tatamid, he would tell them, Tzu, V'yaviyu Tle Milishkas Atloyim. Go to the special room where they used to keep the tloim, the little lambs, and bring one now for the korban atomid. Where was this tloim? Where was this room? There was in the corner, Tzvainis Marovis, of the northwest side. And the Yavol Lishoras Hayisham, in that place there were 4 rooms there. Achas was Lishkas Atloim, where it took now one of the tloim, one of the sheep. The Achas Lishkas Achasomis, one was the room that used to have the seals there. But the kind of when if somebody would want to buy a flower, so they used to like give him a sign, a note that he bought it. So that they used to have the chasamas, the signings there. The yachas was lishchas beis hamikdash. One was the room where they used to have a fire always burning there to warm up there. The yachas lishchas shoyosim ben lechem aponim. Another room there was a place where they used to bake the lechem aponim. They needed for every Shabbos the 12 lechems. They used to bake it there on Friday. So Kitsa, they went to one of these rooms called Lishkas Atloyim, and from there we take out a tle, a little sheep. Now, Mishnah Dalet, Nichnasum, the Lishkas Akelim, Then the kohen went to another lishka called the lishka sakelim, and v'hoitziyu mishom tishu mishloisha klei kesem klei zov. They would take out from there, like every morning, 93 different kelim vessels of silver and gold vessels, mashma that they needed throughout the whole day. From these kelim they used in the Beis Mikdash the whole day. So they took them out now. And one of the reasons, one of the purposes was, hishku es atomet b'kershel zov. Used to let this korban, this little sheep, drink water from a golden cup. And the reason is why we had, because if they let it drink right before Shita, so then later after Shita, it's easy to take off the skin. So they used to let it drink with a golden cup. We had before in the Gemara, it's a machlekes. Roman Yom said there's a guzma, it's only exaggeration. They didn't let the animal drink from a golden cup. The other man Yom says, no, ain anis, the mokam ashiris, in the Beis Mikdash, everything was done, the ashiris. Then it says, afal pi shumavukam b'erif, even though they already checked out this korban from a b'erif yesterday, really loved off yesterday, means even 4 days ago, that used to check out the korban 4 days in advance, but still mavak menois lior havukais, right now in the morning, right before they shechted, used to check it out a second time to make sure there's no mum, because maybe a mum came in between. So even though it was checked out 4 days ago, they would recheck it right before the shechita. Now Mishnah Hey, Misha Zocha Batomid, the kohen that was zocha with the tomid, pashto means with the shechita, so the korban atomid, Moishchai, he would like drag, pull the korban atomid, he would pull this tleh, v'olach l'beis ha-mitvachayim, he would take it to the place where they make the shechita, the beis ha-mitvachayim, a special mokum where they made the shechita so kabonis. O Misha Zocha B'yavorim, the other kohen that was zocha to carry up the pieces afterwards, Hokamachov, they followed him to help him hold down the animal b'shah shechita. Now, based on Mitzvachayim, this place that used to make the shechita.
All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
Hold down the animal b'shah shechita. Now, based on Mitzvachayim, this place that used to make the shechita. Hoyu l'tzvayni shemazbech was on the north side of the mizbech. Because we know this oilas hatamid is a korban elam, it's a kodesh kedoshim, that the shechita has to be done b'tzofen on the north side of the mizbeach. So he'll tzvayne shom mizbeach on the north side of the mizbeach. The olav on over there shemayna mudim nanosim. There were 8 small pillars like standing made out of a stone. Or revi'in shel erez al gabayim. There was a square piece of wood of erez of cedar wood on top of these stones. Some that are cemented down to it. The yukoloyas shall bounce, so there were metal hooks. On the square piece of wood, there was metal hooks onto it. And on these hooks, they used to hang up the car after the shechita, they would hang it up, like when they skin it, or to work on the animal, to cut it open, they would hang it up on these hooks. They had like 3 rows of 3 hooks. Each piece of wood, each square wood, had 3 rows of nails. Of hooks. The thing that's like is one sheet of holes, it went 1, 2, 3, and one says it went across. The echot shebehem, kriyim behem, yishosh namahir lechol echot, yechot yeh. Shebehem toilet, on that they would hang the korban after they shechted it, or ma'akshit, and they would also try and skin it then. Al shulchona shulshaye shebehem amudim. Used to bring their tables made out of marble that were in between these amudim, in between these pillows of stones, used to be 2 tables there. That even though the animal was hanging, but it was hanging down, so they didn't want the bottom of it to touch the floor, so they used to have a table right next to it, that they would fillet it, or they would take off the skin, and have it hanging, or have it resting on the table also. It was like hanging and resting at the same time. The Mishnah Vav, Misha Zocha B'dish Mizbech HaPnimi, the kohen that was Zocha, to clean out the Mizbech HaPnimi, V'ha Menorah, and the one that cleaned out the Menorah, 2 different kohanim, Hoyu Magdimim, they went first. Because they did their avoda before the shechita, the korban atam, as I said before. They really did their avoda before the shechita. Now, the Arab kelim biyodim, they had 4 kelim in their hands. What did they have? They had hateni v'yakuz. Hateni, that's a big basket. V'yakuz, that's like a smaller one, like a pitcher. Ushnei maftuchais, and they had 2 keys in their hands. So these two kohanim had to go into the heichal, so that's what they were holding, these 4 things. Now, hateni, this big basket, like a big golden tarkav, a big golden basket. Machse kabayim v'chetzi, could hold 2.5 cabs. The hakuz, this pitcher, a little smaller, like a big pitcher, golden pitcher. Ushnei Maftachos, they had two keys with them. Echad Yored Liyamas Hashechi, one key used to open up. It's called the Yamas Hashechi. As some learn, that means that this lock was on the outside. And the way they opened it up was, they used to have to stick their hand into the door like, so the hand went through the hole and mamash up until their armpit. That's why it's called the Yamas Hashechi. Hashechi means like by your armpit, by your elbow, on top, by your shoulders. So you have to stick the whole hand through the door to open it up. That was like one. And the Echad Pesach Kevan, one opened up very easy. That was on the outside a lock. So the outside lock was easy to open up. That's called like Kevan right there, right in front of them. So kids said, I'd open up these two locks to get inside into the Hechel. Now, Mishnah Zayin, what they did was, Bolor Lepishpa Shatzvani, they went to a smaller gate. There was a big shower, a big gate going into the Hechel, but they had to open that from the inside. They had to get inside first. So they used the Pishpush, a side door on the side. So Bola, these two Kanim came in now, the Pishpush Atzvani, to the north small door, going into the Hechelite. Oshnei Pishpushim Hoyle Lesharagotu. Really on the side of the big shower, the big gate, there were two small entrances, two small doors. Echad B'tzofim, one was on the north side. That's the one these two are going in with. The Yechad B'dorim, one was on the south side. Now, Shebedorim, the small door on the south side, the Nichtas B'yodah Melo, no person ever went inside it. The Yolavu Meforash, that's what the Novi says in Yecheskel, the Yolavu Meforash at the Yecheskel, that the Apostle says in Yecheskel, V'yom Relay Hashem, Ashar Azeh, this gate, Sog V'yil, it should always be closed. Lo Yipaseh, should not open it up. V'yish Lo Yavabai, no person will go into it. Ki Hashem Lo Kei Yisrael, Bo Lo Yboi, Bo Yisrael, only Hashem goes inside it. So Kitzah, there were two small entrances on the two sides of this big gate going into the Hechel, one on the north side and on the right, one on the left. So these two Kahanim went in on the right side, on the north side. Not less of Avteich, they took the key with them, Oposach as a Pishpish, that they opened up the small entrance, and Nichnas Latov, they went inside into a small compartment there called the Tov, Omin HaTov El Hechel, from the Tov they made a left turn, and they went into the Hechel. So they got into the Hechel through the side. Now when they went inside the Hechel, they now went to the front, to the big gate there. And they went to open up the big gate into the Hechel. The Hechel is like all the way up front, that's all the way up Marav side, that inside the Hechel is the Ulam and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they went to open up the Hechel, they went inside, they opened up the big Shar HaGodol. Hegiel HaShar HaGodol, when they got to this big gate inside, heavier as Haneger, they took the big bolts, the big like metal pieces, they were closing it like. They took that off first. They took off the locks. Upsocha, and then they opened up the big gate. The Lehoye Sheikhet HaSheikhet. The Sheikh would not check the Korban HaTomid until he would hear the noise of this big gate opening up. And it made a lot of noise to open up this gate. Made a lot of noise. But the Mishnah now says, Mishnah Ches, it says now, Meyerichoy, from Yerichoy, that was far away from Yerushalayim. That was like 25 kilometers. It was away from Yerushalayim, Yericho, from Yerichoy, Hoyeshem, and people there in Yericho were able to hear, Kerel Shar HaGodesh Niftach. When these two Kahanim opened up that big gate of the Hechel, it made so much noise, that the noise reached all the way down to Yerichoy. Now also, a few other things happened was, that in Yericho, from Yericho, Yeshayim, Kol HaMagrefam, when he used to use the curl of the shovel, when he used to clean out there, no, Magrefam, that's the clean nigun, that's a type of instrument, used to play music with it, and it made a lot of different noises, so the more an erichum we had, and it's called the magrefa, because it looked a little bit like a shovel. So from Yericho, they're able to hear the noise that came out of the magrefa. Also, Yericho, Yeshemim correlates. She also ben Kotin Muchni Lakir. We had before, ben Kotin made a special wheel to lower down the kir into the mikveh overnight. So when he used to lower it down with this wheel, it made a lot of noise. So that noise was heard all the way down to Yericho. Miricho Hirshemim called Gavini Chorus. Gavini Chorus, that's the Zeka. The Kohen used to, Mamuni used to wake up in the morning, the Kohanim. She used to give a loud scream, like, wake up, to Avodas Hashem. So that voice, there's such a loud voice, you could hear it all the way down to Miricho. Miricho Hirshemim called Achalil. That they used to play the Chalil, the flute. Also, we had the Gemara in Erchem used to play the flute in front of the Mizbeach 12 times a year. So that voice was also heard all the way down to Yericho. Yericho Yishem and Kol HaTzulso. The youth used to play the tzulso, the cymbals. Levim used to play it. So it was also heard all the way down to Yericho. Yericho ha Yishem kol Hashir, b'chlav, when the Levim used to sing the Shir by the Korban HaTomid, by the Shas Nisach of the Yayin, so you were able to hear that voice all the way down to Yericho. Yericho ha Yishem kol Hashofar. He used to also blow the Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash 21 times a day, so also that Kol was heard all the way down to Yericho, like 50 miles away. Yeshem, some say, Av Kol Shal Kohen Gadol. He used to hear the Kol of the Kohen Gadol, B'shor Shu Maskris Hashem Yom Kippurim. When he used to mention the Shem HaGadol, Shem HaMafarish on Yom Kippur, he used to hear it all the way down in Yericho. That's how loud the voice was. Also, Mi Yericho Hoyim Arichem Reach Pitam HaKteris. When he used to burn the Keteris, so the smell came out of it, went so far, went all the way down to Yericho. Even in Yericho, they were able to smell the smell of the Pitam, the burning of the Keteris. And Omer Reb Leza ben Diglai, that Izim Hoyil Beis Abba, my father had some goats, Bahar Michvar, very far away place from Yerushalayim, and Voyim Esatshois, his goats used to sneeze, Merech Pitam Akteris, from the smell of the Pitam Akteris, it used to make them sneeze also, that the Reach, the smell, used to go so far. Now Mishnah Tesset says, Mi Shezocho Bedish Mizbech HaPnimi, the coin that was Zocho, to clean out the inside Mizbech. This was done mamash after they finished the marochas. Now they went to clean out the inside mizbeach. So how did he do it? Nichnas, he went inside the heichel. He went inside the mizbeach, to the inside. For notal hateni, he took with him a little basket called a teni. Venichel afon, if he put it down in front of him, v'yichayfen, he would like take handfuls of the ashes off the mizbeach apnim, and v'nois lo teichen, put the ashes from his hands into this basket. Uvachroina. After he got finished taking all that he could with his hands, there was some little bit of ashes still left on it, so that kibbut es ha-shal ha-soichai, that he used like a little brush to brush the ashes into his basket. V'nichai, and he would leave the basket there. He did not take the teni, the basket with him out of the heichel, but he left it there for another coin to take it out later. V'yotzen, this coin went out from the heichel. Now, Misha zoch v'dishin ha-menorah, the next coin that was zoichai to clean out the menorah, he came into the heichel now, nichna. Usually what happened was when he went in there, five of them were out already, but the last two, for some reason, were still burning. He used to find the two east lit. So what he did was, he would clean out the other five. He would clean them out and put in the wicks and get them all ready. He let these two still burn. He didn't take care of them now. He first took care of the chamisha and neiros. What's going to be Motzo Shekov? Let's say he came and he found that these Neiros, these two also went out already. Motzo Shekov, when he went and he found these two went out. So Madashton, not only would he clean out the other five, but he would also already clean out these two also. But they say not the same way he did the other five. The other five, Imam is cleaned up and made them fit to use. Like he put new wicks inside there, new shemen. Some say here, these two, he just cleaned it out a little bit, but still lit it right away to let it still stay lit. And he would light it as a minadokin, a nerus shadayan dokin. If you have other nerus lit, he would light these two. Now, there's these two nerus still lit even the whole day. The other nerus, the mitzvah was to light it at night. The kohen used to light it at night and stood lit the whole night. You didn't have to have it lit the whole day. Just these two, they left still lit. So, madlikim esadokin would light the other two. The yachakach, after that, medarshin esashar. Then he would clean out the rest of them, the other five that were left over, he would clean them out completely and get them all set to be used at night. Now, the Evan Hoyslof Nem Nerva, there was a little stone there in front of the Menorah, Ubor Sholoshmal, that had three steps going up to the Menorah. Sholeh HaKoin Oimeh, the Koin used to go up these three steps and stand on top of it. Omeh the Menorah used to fix out, I mean, clean the Menorah and put the wicks inside, the oil. And so he got finished taking care of these five, Ikka, the five Neiros now. So, and he put the ashes into a small kuz, into a small a jug. So now, v'nichu as a kuz, he would take this kuz, this small pitcher-like, al-mailishni, he would leave it on the second step, v'yotza go out. So both Kanam that took care of the Mizbech HaPnim, and the Menorah did not take out with them their pitcher or their basket, but rather they left it inside. And we'll soon see later when Kohen came to take it out. That's what happened so far. Yeah, in the Perek Shlishi. Now, next Perek here, Perek Yavi starts, that the Mishnah says, Lo Yehoyu Koyfun Es Atleh. they did not like, when it came to make the shechita on the keves, the korban atamid, they didn't tie it down. They didn't tie it down as 4 feet together, or else not even 2 feet together. But rather they would be makdin oisai, means they would tie it up like this. Makdin means they would tie the regal kedomis, regal achrainis, zuluzu. They would tie one front leg with one back leg. That's the way they did it. That's called makdin oisai. It means a yad regal, like was done by Kedis Yitzchak ben Avram. In fact, they did it this way to remember the Akedis Yitzchak. So they didn't tie it down the two front and the two back, but one front and one back leg they tied together. Yeah. Now, Misha Zocha Bevorim, the Kohen that was Zocha to carry up the pieces, Oichas and Boy, they would hold down the Tler B'Shashchita, they would hold it down B'Shashchita. The Kachoysa Kedosai, how exactly did they tie up this Korban HaTamid? Or how exactly was it that Rosh HaLadorim, the head of the Korban, was facing towards the south side? Because he used to shecht it on the north side of the Azorah. So the Rosh was Munach LeTzadorim, towards the Mizbeach, because he was on the north side. So the face was facing the south side towards the Mizbeach. And Uponav L'Marav, and its face was facing the right towards Marav. The HaShechet Oimim B'Mizrochai, the Sheikh would stand on the east side of the Korban. Upon of the Marav, his face like was facing towards the Marav. That's the way his face was standing. Now, Shel Shachar, the Talmud, HaShachar, Hoyenishchat, HaKeren, Tzvenis Marovis. The Korban HaShachar, they made the Shechit near the Kevin Tzvenis Marovis, Al Tabash Nia, on the second Tabas. It means near the Keren, so near, it wasn't on the Mizbech itself, it just means nearby. Right nearby the corner of the Mizbeach of the north, Maro's northwest side. That's where they made the Shechita of the Korban HaTamid Shel Shachar. Nishchat Yalken Ramat Zavavis. Al Tabas HaShnia, on the second hook, because really there were 24 Tabas hooks there, Kavuyim, on the floor of the Azora, on the north side of the Mizbeach. So there was a special Tabas for each Mishmur and Mishmur for the Kahanim. The Shechita was done on the second Tabas. Shobain Habayim, now, that's the Talmud Shel Shachar in the morning. What's going to be Shobain Habayim? The Talmud was done in the evening. Shobain Habayim, Hoya Nishchat Al Kerem Mizrach Tzvenis. That they made the Shechita on the east, north side of the Mizbeach. And Al Tabashni also was done on the second hook. Now, Shochet HaShechet, the Shechet made the Shechita on the Korban HaTamid. The Kibbalah Mekabal, the year of the Kerem that was there to make the Kabbalah Saddam, first made the Kabbalah Saddam. Bola Lekerem Mizrach Tzvenis, and he went to the Kerem Mizrach Tzvenis. The Noisin, he made his Rika. He made his Rika first of all Mizrach Tzvenis on the east north side of the Mizbeach. Then he went to Marovah Droimis, the south west side. The Noisin Marovah Droimis, then he put it on the south west side. And then Shiuri Adam, he showed the Yisoid Rami, leftover Dam, he put on the Yisoid Romis. That's where he put leftover of the Dam. Now again, when he made the Shechita, now it says he came to him in the Zrikas Adam, so he made one on the Mizrachas Tzvoinis. The Mizrachas Tzvoinis, that's the east, north side. So he made the Zrikas Adam over there, it hit like both sides of the Mizbeach. But the Adam separated and went, some went on the north side, some went on the east side, and some went on the north side. Then he went to the Marovis Droimis, and he made also one Zrika over there, which also made one matana there, that the dam also was nispashit, both on the marav on the west side, and also on the south side. So it said the dam reached all four corners, all four parts of the mizbeach. And then the shura dam, the leftover dam, was left over in the kli, that he didn't use for the zrikam, that he used to spill on the side of the south side of the mizbeach. The verse says in Zvachim, that's what we used to spill, says what, loho you shreifu boi yisaregu. The Kohen, now, when he started to work with the Korban HaTamid, after he made the Shechita and the Zrika, but he started to flay it now, so to skin it, so he did not break the regal. Like the Bible says, they used to break the leg. But as Korban HaKadoshim, they didn't break the regal. They'd rather, like, punch a hole through it by the knee. The Teleboy, and they would hang the Korban after the Shechita by its knee. They would start pulling the skin down. Until it comes to the breast of the animal. He would like take the skin off the legs and get to the breasts. When the Kohen got to the breast of the Korban HaTamid, then chotaches rosh. Now he would cut off the head, and the head still had a skin on it. He did not take the skin off the head. On his son, now the kohen would give it now the mishu zachaboy to the one that's going to be zoche will soon sit take it up to the kever to the mizbeach to have it burnt there. So that kohen would hold on to the head. Then chotaches akrayim. Then he would cut off from the four legs of the animal from the knees downwards, like the bottom part of the legs. Chotaches akrayim. He would cut off the bottom part of the legs, the all four. On his son, and he would give it lemisha zachabem, to the kohen that's going to carry that up to the mizbeach. We'll see later he carried something else also. Then after the kohen did this, now meirakes hefshet, he continued on skinning the animal, pulling the rest of the skin off the, from the breast further down. Now kores alev, he cut out the heart, voitzias dama, and he took out the blood from the heart. Some of Rashi say it's a kasher because he shouldn't be up to that yet. It was soon to later. A lot of things have to come out before you get to the heart. But some say that there's out of place. It should be later. Yeah. Then it says, Chotaches Yadayim. Then the kohen would cut off the Yadayim. The Yadayim, that's the two front legs. And on the son of Misha Zochabem, he would give it to the one that Zoycha to carry that up to the Mizbeach. Now, Ye'olo L'regel Hayimonis. He went up now, he kept on skinning it, or cutting it now. He went out to the back left, to the back right leg. Chatoch, he cut it off. On his son, but he gave it to the kohen, it's going to be zeicha to carry that up to the mizbeach. Now the right back leg, it also had attached to it, oshnei beitzim ibo, the two beitzim were still attached to it, of if it was a zecha. Now, Kuro, then the kohen cut open, like cut open the stomach, cut open the animal, cut open the behemoth, cut open the stomach. The nimtza kula golofon, was able to see like no inside. He saw the whole kishkas now, everything he saw inside. Not the less a peder. So first the kohen took out the fats of the animal from inside, took off the fats. On the son, and he put it, al beit shchita sarosh b'malam. He put it, he gave it to the kohen now that was holding the head, so on the part of the head where the shchita was full of blood, it didn't look so nice, they used to cover it up with this fat. They put the fat of the animal on the makom of the shchita on top of it. Then, not the less a kravayim, the kohen would take out the intestines from the behemoth. On the son, he would give it the mishazoch ben ladichem to the kohen that his job was to wash them out. They washed out the intestines before they burnt them. Then the hakoros, then he cut out the stomach, the keres, and madichu noisel beis mitbechayim, cold sarkun. Here he gave it to another kohen to wash it out in the beis mitbechayim, a special place where they washed it out in the beis mitbechayim. Here it says it was a harder job because here they had to clean it out and take out all the junk that's inside the stomach, so they had to have a good washing. Then it says va'kravayim. Now the intestines madichu noisel shloisha pom b'miyuta. At least three times that'll wash it off. Al shechone shel shayis, they used to do this on top of tables made out of marble. Shebein hamudim, these tables were in between the pillows, the small pillows we had before of the stones. So that's where the shechones were that they used to clean off the insides. Yeah, now Mishnah Gimel, not less hasakin. Now the kohen will continue on, take a knife. V'ifresh esareyim in a cover, he would cut off the lungs from the liver. The etzpa ha-covered min ha-covered, also cut off the lobe of the liver from the liver. Now, v'lohoyah mezizim m'koymai, so far he did not move them apart, he just like cut them to separate them, but he didn't take them apart yet. Now, noka ves ha-choza, he made like a hole, a cut, a slice, through the breasts, on the son of l'misha zachaboy, and he gave like the breast to the kohen that was zochet hold on to it. Then he would cut around the breast, the chaza, to separate it from the sides and from the ribs. And when he had it separated, he took out the breast, the chaza, and he gave that to the kohen that's going to hold on to it and take it up. Then, Allah la daifan ayimonis, and the kohen went to still cut on the right daifan, the right wall, like the right flank, hayimonis, hayachad, he would cut there, the yoradat hashed, he would cut down until the backbone. But he would not touch the backbone. Until he would come, he would still have two ribs, two soft ribs attached there. Now chatoch, he would cut it off. He would cut off this the side, the flanking, on the son, and he would give it lemicha zocha, but the kind of was zocha to carry that up. And on this right daifin, v'hakovet liyabo, the liver was hanging onto it. Now bola lagera. Now he would come to the neck, to the gera. That's the neck. V'nichabo, he would leave over there. Shteit slois, also two ribs. Mikan o mikan, slois mikan. Shteit slois mikan, or shteit slois mikan, like two ribs on the top and two ribs on the bottom of it. He would leave on it, and chatosh would cut it off the neck. On the son, he would give it lemisha zocha, but to the kohen that was zocha, he carried that up to the mizbeach. Now v'hakona v'halei v'areya, v'hakona, that's the windpipe, v'halei and the heart, v'areya and the lungs, tluyim bo, were all attached like to the neck, to this part of the animal that this kohen was carrying up. Then boloi ledoifin asmolus. Then the kohen would get to the left flanking, the left side. And there also, when he would cut down the nichabo shteitzlois, also leave over two soft ribs, shteitzlois rakas mamalon on top, or shteitzlois rakas mamatan on the bottom. And cut down to the bottom also, there would be two soft ribs there. The kach hoya manicha mechaverto, like the same way that was left over on the right side was left over on the left side. Nimtza comes out, manicha b'shteim on both, the right side of the flankin, and the left side of the flankin, on both sides were shtayim shtayim umala, two pairs of ribs on the top, or shtayim shtayim umat, and two pairs of ribs on the bottom. Chatoch, he cut off now the left side, on the son, and he gave it, lemisha zochabot, to the kohen that we bezoicha, to carry this up to the mizbeach. V'hashidrimo, now with the left side, he also had the backbone attached. And the atchil, the spleen, was also totally bo, was hanging by it. V'yhoysa gedoyla, really the left side had more to it, was a bigger piece than the right side. Elisha yamin kerving gedoyla, but they called the right side a bigger piece. Why? Because sha'akovet liyabo, because the liver was hanging on the right side, that gave it a shame, the big one. Now, bo loyla oikitz, now the crane comes to the back side, to the oikitz. Choytchim cut it off there, and also in the son of Lemisha Zachar, by would give it to the Kayin, that's going to be Zachar to carry this up. V'ya'aliyah, the tail, the yetzba covered and the lobe of the liver, u'shtei klois and the two kidneys, imai, was with this piece of the oikos with the backside of the behemoth. Now, notal regal hasmolis, he would take now the back left leg, on the son, and he gave that, Lemisha Zachar, but to the Kayin that was Zachar to carry that up to the Mizbeach. So Nimtza comes out like this, that Kulam Oimdim Beshur, all these Kahanim that were holding the pieces, were standing like in a straight line. And Vehorim Biyodim, they had the pieces in the hands. And it was like this. Harishon, the first Kohen, was Barosh Uberegel. He was holding the head, and he was also holding the right, left foot, the first Kohen was holding. Now Harosh Biminoi, he held the head of the animal in his right hand. Vechotmai Kalp Ezroya, and the nose of the animal, like was facing towards his arm, the carnav and the horns of the animal, then his face was between his hands, like that's the way he grabbed the hold of it. Obey shchitosoi melmalo, and the place where the shchit was done, that was facing upwards. And the haped there, nosen olehel, that we had before, the fats, they put on top of his base of shchit to cover it up. So that's the way this kohen carried in his right hand, and the regal, the right, left, the right, back leg, that was Shoyimin, the regular Shoyimin, the back right leg, that was the small, that was with his left hand, he carried it. Or base oir lachutz, and the base oir, that's a place where like they started to skin it, that was klape chutz, that was towards the outside. Yeah, base oir, the atzan achitza, and shemimenu mafshit in esor, the inside where they started to skin the animal, that side was mudach kapechus. That side was put towards the outside. And the place where the axe we cut it, that was on the inside. Now Hasheni, the second kohen, b'shtei yodayim, he was holding the two front legs. Shal yamin b'yaminoi, the right leg in his right hand. Shal smol b'smol, the left hand, the left leg in his left hand. Uveis erlechut, the same thing. The way the starting of the skinning, was towards the outside. Hashlishi, the third kohen, Boikitz, he was holding boikitz at the backside, uva regal, and also with the left back leg. Boikis Kibinoi, that the backside he was holding with his right hand. For Yalya Mododelis Benes Paisigam, he had before the tail was attached to it. And that here was hanging down in between his fingers, like he could grab hold of it well. And the Yetzpa covered the lobe of the liver, Ushtay Kloyis and the two kidneys, Imoi, was hanging down by this part of the Oikis. That's what he had in his right hand. Now the Horegel shall smile, and the back left leg was the smile, was with his left hand. Ubeis Oroi Lachut, the same thing. The Beis Oroi was facing outside. Horevi, the fourth Kayin, was Bechose, he was holding the breast. Uvager, and the neck. Hechose Biminoi, the breast was like in his right hand. Vihager, and the neck part, that was the smile in his left hand. And the ribs that were holding were attached to it, that was between his hands, so he could get a good grip on it. Hachamishi, the fifth kohen, was b'shvei the funnest. He was holding the two flankers, the two sides. Shel yamin b'yaminoi, the right side was in his right hand, and the shel smol b'smol, the left side was in his left hand. And also, based over the place where they cut the skin from, that was b'chutz on the outside. Hashishi, the sixth kohen, the krovayim, he was holding the intestines. Hanasuna Babozak, it was like in a golden spoon, in a golden ladle, that's what they had it in. Ukrayim Agabayim, that we had before, he cut off on the four legs, the bottom part of the legs, from the ankle downwards, so the four legs, the four ankles like, were put into this Babozak, into the intestines. Agabayim Mamal on top of it. Hashvi, the seventh Kohen Basilis, was holding the flour to make the mincha of the Nesachim. Hashmini, the eighth Kohen, the Chavitim, was holding the mincha that the Kohen Gadol is brought from the Kohen Gadol, the Chavitim. Hachi, the ninth Kohen B'yayim, was holding the wine that's brought from Nisach HaYayin for the Korban HaTavid. So that's why I have these eight and nine Kohanim. Now, Holochol, we all went, on his sonim, they put it down, Mechatzi HaKeves Ulamatim HaMarovoi. It was since they started to carry it towards the Mizbeach, and now while they were going up, they put it down on the bottom half of the plank. The plank itself, the kevis, was 32 amas long. So on the bottom, 16 amas. The marava, it was on the west, on the marav, on the west side of the plank. The plank itself was wide, 16 amas. So it means on the eight amas towards the marav side. They put it down there. On Molochim there, they would salt all these pieces. Now the kind of the yoda, they went down of all them lishka sagozis. The kind of went to lishka sagozis, likra shema. They went to say shema now. Some said they davened there then, but now they made the tefillah. Before they went to burn the actual korban, they first went to say Krishna, they first went to daven. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll continue on more Mishnayos. Yitzhak ben Avraham means the Yad Regel. They did not tie up the two front together and the two back together, but one front and one leg they tied together. Then it says in the Mishnah that Lohoyu Kaifin es Atler, they did not stam tie up the Tler. So Mar says, my time, why not? That's a machloikis. Ravun of Rav Chizda. Chadoma 1 says, Mishum Bizoyin Kochim. It's a Bizoyin to have Kochim tied up, it doesn't look nice, therefore they did not tie it up. But rather just made like an akedah, just the yad of a regal together. The Chadama 1 says, Mishum de Mahalech, Bechuki Yamim, because that's the way the Goyim used to do it. When the Goyim would bring a sacrifice with their Avodah Zarah, they would tie it down. So therefore we should not do like them. It's not an Inyan, we're not supposed to tie it down. Samar says, my denial, what's the difference between the two reasons? Ikebenar, the difference between...